Bonjour. Bonjour, bonjour, and welcome to Fiction After Lunch. I'm Mandy.
I'm Sam.
And I'm scared.
You're scared. Why are you scared, Mac?
I'm scared because this might be the spookiest episode we've ever done in the whole podcast series, because now we are standing on an old graveyard.
Yes, and hearing cars in the background and people working and stuff.
Yes.
And the sun is shining on us.
Yeah, it's exactly. A nice day today.
It's a very nice day, and we are like hiding in like... It's not really like a graveyard that you know, which is like cared about.
Mm-hmm. Of course, but we all care about the dead.
No, no. I mean, normally it's very clean, and you like people can go there and I don't know what's it called, put flowers on the grave of the
bring their relatives.
Yeah, and here it's more like very old and almost falling down graves.
Yes,
I just look behind me and there are like two graves falling down.
Those tombstones are from mostly the 19th century and. It's not very much taken care of anymore, and there are all sorts of plants. It seems like those, what are they called again? These, not haunted places, but lost places in
yeah,
a way.
Yeah, like a lost
exactly.
place a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was also very weird, like, we are now also in Sam's village again, and she was like, okay, let's go to the graveyard and record the episode because there are no people. And I was like, okay, but normally to a graveyard there are people going there.
But that's
and
the, then that's she exactly showed us the way. That's the reason why I am scared, because first of all the setting, then it's quite proximate to the settlements of other people, so there might be fans stalking us right now.
Yeah, fans hiding behind the trees or something.
Or they're raising from the dead. Who knows?
Oh my god, what kind of fans do we have?
I don't know. Ask yourself.
Ask yourself. But, okay, so the listener knows that we are now again at Sam's place. The last episode we also recorded at Sam's place, where Sam wrote a very nice chapter.
Stay tuned, we'll release the GPS coordinates in the end.
You can find us on Instagram. We will show you all of the GPS. No, no.
No, you cannot.
No, we will not. Because Sam is responsible for this and she will not let us. And I think it's okay. But, Mac, this is also the first time for you visiting Sam's place.
Yes.
What do you think about it?
Great.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Yes.
What do you think about her dog? She behaved
oh,
very
adorable,
good, actually.
Adorable. I made a new friend. I usually don't look for friends because they might disappoint me.
Oh.
But now I have found a new dog friend, and I am very satisfied.
Yeah,
of
I think after you gave her some food, she was very like,
yes,
maybe I like this guy. He's also petting me all the time.
I could buy a new friendship with food, which is, as I guess, the way it works.
Yeah, maybe you should try go to other people and give them like a Snickers or Kinder Bueno or something.
Some strangers on the street. Oh, you look nice. Would you care for some food?
Would you care for some food? Come to my house. I have food there.
Come to my van. I have sweets.
I also have rabbits for you. Oh my
god. No, there are certainly no personality issues here.
No, no.
Not at all.
We have, yeah. And... Yes, so today...
There are also many ants around here, yes. So, you're right.
So, yeah, and we are standing, like, there
ants.
Are a lot of plants actually between us, and we stand, like, in an approximate meter of 1 meter apart, less than 1 meter.
Hmm.
And my head is almost inside of a tree.
I am inside of a tree.
Sam is a tree. Sam became a tree during the episode.
The... eco-friendliest podcast you've ever heard.
Ever. Okay, and so regarding today's episode, I wrote the
regardening.
Chapter. Regardening. Oh, gardening. Oh my god. I can't believe you did it.
I know I told you to please be quiet because I live here, but I'm the one who
you
wants
live
to
here,
scream.
Exactly.
You're the one who wants to scream because...
On the graveyard.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh. Well...
Well...
Your life choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, because my chapter is quite long, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe similar to yours the last time. Maybe a little bit less.
So you're up to take the full dive today?
Yeah, I really want to go into the chapter. I have so much stuff that I want to talk with you about. And I think you will be very...
upset.
Maybe not disturbed.
Upset.
It's not disturbing.
Upset.
It's more, I put more dialogue and there will be a lot of like reading from you to myself. I put effort inside. Yeah. Not like the last chapter.
That's some news.
I put more effort into it than the last time.
I just remembered something we need to talk about what we ate.
The lunch. Yeah, we didn't had like her mother, like Sam's mother cooked for us. So we decided not to take a picture because we were sitting at the table and we were like, okay, my phone is in the next house. Should I just go over to the house and take a picture for Instagram or should I just enjoy the
dishes?
So we decided against it. So what did we eat?
Who wants to pronounce it?
Maybe you can do it best because it's your family.
I think it's called Samaluza in Foy de Vizza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. You nearly named it, yeah.
Nearly?
Yes.
What would you say?
Was it called again?
I'm not going to say it again.
Was it Sarmaluzzi?
Yeah.
Sarmaluzzi in Foy de Vita.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what exactly is it?
It's meat.
Oh, minced meat.
Minced meat inside of leaves of the...
Vine leaves, I don't know.
Vine leaves?
Are they, is it the same in English?
I don't know how they call it.
It's a very typical Romanian dish, so...
Yeah. It's the leaves of the vineyard. I'm not sure how to say it.
Delicious.
It was very delicious.
And we also had like a very nice dessert.
I have a picture of the dessert. We can put that one.
But the first dessert that we had today.
Yes, I also have picture of
it. Yeah,
I sent it to a
friend.
Do you also remember the name of this one?
Oh, no, I cannot say that.
Do you remember the name? It was also a Romanian one.
It included corn.
I don't know, I'm sorry.
I also don't know, but it was like, how's it called? Dove filled with...
Plum
marmalade?
Sweet horns filled with plum jam.
Yeah, you will see it on our Instagram. And it's typical Romanian and it was very tasty. Mm-hmm. And the second picture, which will be eaten actually tomorrow. But
we will eat the picture.
Yes. Yeah, we will eat the picture. Do you know this paper that you can
eat?
We can deliver you, dear listeners,
some deep insights.
You will get a postcard that you can eat. And then you can have you can eat the cake because
you
tomorrow,
can eat the cake in form of postcard.
Today is a special day, but tomorrow will be a more special day because your birthday will be tomorrow and we will be here to celebrate it and we will eat a very nice cake that we only took a glimpse of today because it needs to stay like for today in the fridge.
Yes.
Your mom and you yourself helped in baking it, I think.
I think my mom did it mostly alone.
Yeah. She already told us like how like difficult it is to do this cake. Like every 10 minutes you need to put it into the fridge or something, she told us.
Yes, because it has several layers of cake and cream and syrup and chocolate.
It will be a diabetes bomb.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to tomorrow, so you will also get a picture of this one because it looks just amazing.
I'm already looking forward to the bomb igniting.
Yes.
So,
and let's go to the next bomb because this is a very good transition.
What a segue.
What a segue. So.
What? Are these those rollers, those segue ones?
Yeah.
Really? It's called like that when you.
We weren't paid for the name, to say the name, so.
We are not paid for anything, actually.
Yeah.
All names from brands, I told you, we get not paid by
there
anything.
There are reasons why we have to live on an old graveyard.
Yeah, we need to record, we don't have a studio.
We can't afford anywhere else.
Yeah, and no one knows that we are doing this podcast, actually, so we need to do it on a graveyard.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter, it makes it more like, what's it called, exciting.
Yes.
So, what excitement have you prepared for us?
Yes, I have a lot of excitement for you. And there will be a lot of POV change and there will be a lot of different readings. So we need to be very careful who is reading right now.
Okay.
I already taught you your colors. Your color was violet,
You
was blue and mine is yellow. So,
okay.
Let's start a band called Violent Blue. That's nice.
Violent Blue Yellow.
No,
no,
that's too much colors.
You can do the band.
One color is enough.
Okay, but as always, Sam is allowed to read the title.
Excuse me. Yay. No. I'm terribly sorry. You have to be more proper. Use more proper language. As we know, you have to see bottom.
Bottom?
Bottom follows.
Bottom follows. I don't get him. Do you get him?
No.
No? Okay, Meg, I will just ignore what you just said and try to go into the chapter and try to be as polite as I can.
You'll understand when you listen again.
Maybe. Maybe when I will listen to it, it will be like, oh my god, what is he saying?
Yes, a great pun you missed. And,
oh yeah, maybe we also need to say what happened in the last chapter. I kind of forgot. I remember. I remember. Claire and Kay have been in, like, on the road. And mm-hmm. we're driving over tomato plants all the time, which are attacking every people, and they are absorbing and killing people all the time. So this is information for Mac, maybe, because he didn't listen to the last. He was not there.
I did, but I don't want to spoil you.
Yeah, you listened, okay.
Yeah, I do. Oh, of course.
The episode that was not published yet. You listened already.
We have, of course, because I am all-knowing.
All-knowing being.
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. And I think, they drove over Lucy, who was responsible for freeing the tomato plants, who are killing people now, and now Lucy is in the car and they want to go to the hospital.
Sounds reasonable.
Yes, this was a part.
This was an important plot point. Furthermore, I'm using big words, and we had part about Floopy and Lisa, in which Floopy came home from going shopping and met with Lisa, and they were watching the news together and found out what was happening with the tomato plants, and Floopy mistakenly thought that
Walter
was responsible for
what is the name of the characters? I forgot.
I wanted to say his husband was responsible for the tomato plants, and he left the house in a hurry.
Yes, because he wants to end, like, because Walter was kind of famous for doing, like, weird stuff or something.
not that kind of weird stuff.
Not that
he
kind.
He was, ouch. He was
hurt. Terribly hurt.
Maybe, but more importantly, he was responsible for,
I think, his inventions that he sometimes... Because he was talking with Amber and he was like, oh, I'm not responsible for the tornado coming to the city or for the electricity, how's it called, breakdown?
Blackout.
Blackout in the village. So it seems like sometimes he's doing this kind of stuff. And yeah, Floopy is thinking that he's also responsible for the tomato plant army and kind of said that he wants to end it all. So in the last episode, we were making jokes about that he wants to, like, punch Walter in the face. But from the sentences itself, it seems like he wants to kill him, so...
Please don't kill Walter.
Well,
so this
see.
Is important for this chapter, by the way.
So, we're going to see what might happen.
Yeah, so we have Floopy, who is now on the way to Walter's house. We have Claire and Kay and Lucy being in a car on the, like...
On the run from
the
tomato plants.
And trying to go to the hospital because Lucy is hurt.
Yeah.
She was hit by the car.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
I understood that.
Yes. And what happened to Mandy and Zim?
Jim.
Mandy finally managed to steal the microwave.
Yes. And she was...
Boy, one microwave.
She was fighting tomato plants with the microwave, by the way.
This was a great
On her high heels.
The most expensive microwave that has ever been crafted.
Yeah, she needs to pay her rent, man. And can you understand?
And high heels, of course.
Yeah.
Why?
Where she always hides knife in.
Just for practical reasons.
Yeah, and Jim is just like, oh yeah, my tomato plant babies are so awesome. And then they started to attack Jim. And he was like,
screw you.
Maybe I should just kill the tomato plants which are attacking me, because if I kill the tomato plants, it will also kill the people who are inside of the tomato fruit.
Bring
who are
rot.
Already absorbed.
Good.
So this is now the point.
They are attacking tomato plants, lots of people on the run, and what's the name of the chapter again?
Chapter 17, the beginning of the war.
There's already a mistake. Okay, so I will read the first POV, which is not so long. And we are now in Walter's basement.
Sorry.
There was only one immense water tank there. The lights were flickering until the power stopped. There was silence. No beeping of machines anymore. and something in the tank started moving. It made uncomfortable growling sounds, similar to the sound of broken chalk on a blackboard. The glass of the tank got cracks, and... POV changed to Floppy, who is now reading Mac. So you're reading the POV.
Floppy.
Well, it's also narrator's voice, I see.
Yeah, you're the narrator's voice. Good. You're not reading Floppy himself, because Sam is reading.
Ah, good.
Oh.
Sorry. Floppy was running through the streets, heading straight for Walter's house. He had to stop him. That can't happen again. The same as then. He saw how some tomato plants swallowed people and stored them in their tomato fruits. It was as if it were sucking the energy out of people in order to grow bigger and bigger themselves. It was a terrible sight. Everything was red. Floppy didn't know whether it was blood or tomato juice. Lifeless people and tomatoes lay everywhere. It was a massacre. It felt just like back then.
Wow.
I was in a good mood writing this.
Interesting.
I was not feeling bad.
I want to find out what happens next. Oh, me.
No.
Oh, wait, but here's first.
Floppy stepped over a dead tomato plant that he had just killed. His adrenaline started to rise. His sight became unclear, and his clear mind vanished. Not again.
Why, Walter, I put my trust in you and you abused it. You are the monster that I created, so I have to take care of it. No more innocent people must die.
Floppy thought, while his teeth became pointy and his eyes got a greenish color, while he slashed another tomato plant with a knife.
This makes fun.
He chuckled and smiled distortingly.
Okay, so maybe we can stop you for a moment.
Okay.
So you didn't say any comments, so I think it's quite good written, actually.
We see some sort of...
Effort?
No, yes.
No?
I can see the effort.
I can see the effort.
Okay, but by the way, we have some information. Show now. Me so Floppy is talking about something that happened back then, and the scenery itself looked like something that happened maybe in the war.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying something like that Walter is a monster that he created.
Genius inventor. Scientist gone bad. Or mad. Or both.
Yeah, maybe something like this.
Maybe he thinks it is his fault because Floppy was fighting in the war and Walter wanted to help him.
Mm-hmm.
But while he helped him, he made stuff worse.
Maybe.
So romantic.
Oh my god. I don't think killing innocent people is a romantic thing, but...
Maybe a little.
Maybe from Walter.
It's a matter of personal taste. I wouldn't consider this nightmarish vision as something romantic, but you're free to do so.
It's very romantic.
Ah, yes, of course. I take care of you with knife.
Yes, actually it will become more romantic. Let's continue.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And, okay, wait. So the next we have a POV change.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Sam will read.
X years ago, the war starts. Sam is reading.
The X years are because I didn't knew when we should put the war.
Okay.
Or maybe it's still a secret. Something that we
Some years ago. Or back then.
So the war starts. Let's see what happened. So it's now in the POV of Floppy.
When I met Walter, I was overwhelmed. He was the first person to accept and even love me. We lived with his daughters Lisa and Amber in a big house right in town. Amber seemed to be drawn to bad luck in the true sense of the word, and many people tried to make her live a living hell.
Her life.
It's
a mistake. Her life a living hell.
Her life a living hell.
Yes.
Live is live, you know the song.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She always came to me when she wanted to talk or cry, and I comforted her as good as I could.
Ooh.
Walter had problems dealing with these topics and left these for me.
Yes. So Floppy had kind of a good relationship to Amber.
And you're in a rhyming mood.
What?
In a rhyming mood.
In a rhyming mood?
Yes.
Because why?
I comforted her as good as I could.
True. Yes. Because Walter seems like not the person that you can go to and like, I have a problem.
Yeah.
People are bullying me. What can I do? And Walter's just like, here, take this experiment or invention that I did to, I don't know.
Destroy them.
Since
crush them.
He doesn't seem like the maybe emotional person, kind of, but yeah. Let's see.
Lisa, on the other hand, was loved by everyone because of her very open-minded and happy manner and was everyone's best friend. Walter was a busy man who still took his time to care for his family. He was a self-employed scientist who kept creating new inventions in his basement. Walter has always been a weird man, but he never did experiments that could hurt anyone. On the contrary, most of his experiments were insanely entertaining and fun. It was always a little adventure when he
there's a mistake, sorry.
That little adventure.
Not came.
Yes.
Came running upstairs.
Very adventure.
There's a romantic part.
Yes. When he came running.
The next sentences will make this better,
yes,
actually.
Then, yes.
Oh, I don't even. Okay, please continue reading. It will become better.
There is,
Sam's dying
enough
of laughter and, and Meg is just trying to understand what happens.
I do understand, I guess.
It was always a little adventure when he came running upstairs from the basement to the living room when I was playing video games with Lisa together and yelled,
Lisa! Flippy! I finally did it!
His hair disheveled, out of breath, sweat drops running down from his chin from wearing his...
What's wrong, Sam?
I'm sorry.
It's just normal waiting.
I have a headache.
Oh no.
Breathe.
Sweat.
Some more.
Breathe more, Sam.
Please do it.
Sweat drops running down his chin from wearing his thick laboratory clothes. His eyes full of enthusiasm and wearing a huge smile on his face. Oh man, I fell new in love with him every time when I saw his expression. I like this. I'm sorry I butchered it.
It's completely okay. When I was writing this myself, I was like, oh my god, how should I write it? And it felt very weird writing this. His hair disheveled, sweat running down his chin, like, what scene am I writing? Okay. And Meg is just standing there like, white, open eyes, just like, okay, should I say something to this? No.
Once he took the Once he took the phrase, it is raining cats and dogs, very literally, and produced a weather machine on the roof of our house from which small baby dogs and cats fell. Fortunately, all of the animals fell from low height on the soft grass in our big garden and none were harmed badly.
Badly.
Together it took us 6 months to find a new home for each of them in the neighborhood. Oh, I love this. I love this part of the story.
Really? Yay. I'm really glad that you liked it. I was like thinking about stuff that he could invent.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my god, which could happen? And then we talked about like it is raining cats and dogs in one episode. And it was like, okay, this might be a like fun thing to include. Like Walter is
nice
kind
thing
of
to animate
as a child trying to understand the phrase "it is raining cats and dog" and taking it very literally. So
because there are also some very interesting animations Sam did regarding our not yet award winning podcast.
Not yet.
And it was it would be a nice thing to animate, like to take the literal. The saying it is raining cats and dogs from a very low height.
Roof of the house.
Yes,
low height.
Yeah.
And they weren't hurt badly.
So we have to end it is raining cats and dogs from a very low height.
From a low height, but there's still a little bit of blood.
Oh yes.
I wanted to include a little bit of hurt.
What would our podcast be without any blood? It would be boring.
Yes.
Yes.
Therefore.
You can also bore into your bones and then you might find some blood.
Oh, but do I remember? Did I
yes.
have
oh, yes,
blood
you do.
In this chapter? I don't know.
Not yet.
Let's you did
see.
Know.
I did know.
look away, look away.
No, wrong direction. We're wrong direction,
it was
yes.
Wrong direction, okay.
One direction.
We're wrong, not the one.
Okay, okay.
Is it?
You can continue.
Another time, he was investigating substances to change human emotions quickly and developed the smiling
juice. The smiling juice.
Also known as alcohol.
Ah, it's maybe something to... Maybe, maybe. Maybe you will get the connection.
He gave it to me or Lisa when we were fighting. Okay, this sounds less cute.
Yes.
Drinking this juice made us so hyped that we totally forgot what we were fighting about in the first place. Thinking back, maybe this was not how you deal with problems in your family. Okay, okay. So I'm back to liking it.
You're back to liking yeah. it? With the last sentence, maybe you yeah. shouldn't do this.
No, you.
Officer,
you saved
no.
it.
Officer, saved don't it. Arrest me. I'm not doing drugs. I'm just drinking my smiling juice.
Smiling juice. Oh, this sounds so bad.
This sounds very bad. Yeah. Like just
it's been
like a bottle.
It's been prescribed to me by my doctor. You know.
Oh,
I have to take the smiling juice.
Oh, what kind of smiling juice do you
get? I must take the smiling. I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Because it makes me what exactly?
It makes you smile.
What,
yeah, and
what
happy.
Does, what do you talk about? Who are you?
Forgot.
Let's continue.
Too much smiling juice for men.
I remember, yes, the smiling juice, yes.
Yeah, yeah, the smiling juice. But there's one thing I wanted to, like, have the connection with. I introduced the smiling juice because when you remember the start of the story,
yes.
Jim went into the basement and drank something that changed his emotions.
Oh my god.
A glass of milk.
And it was not a smiling juice. But you know that Walter was trying to deal okay. like invent stuff that you can
it
change human
It was the
behavior.
Crazy juice yeah. of a harder juice of the...
The harder juice.
Depression juice, I don't know.
Yeah, something that made you go insane or...
Angry juice.
Idiocy
angry
juice. Angry juice. Oh, that sounds better.
See,
that's
smiling
best
juice.
Idea. Oh, look here, some rotten plants.
Yes.
Which is...
Ouch,
all.
Ouch.
Careful.
No,
what
it's
are
broken.
You doing? Don't destroy the graveyard.
I broke the old rubbish plant.
Okay, Mac is...
It was dead already.
Yeah.
Don't
How
worry.
Is it?
Thank you.
No
I'm holding now.
Wow.
I hope this isn't poisonous.
So Sam will die during the process of this episode.
You won't remember.
And also Mac.
And also Mac.
Just take your smiling
juice.
I will
be the
juice.
Only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But these years living with Walter and our family were the most beautiful years of my life. However, as everything has an end, this happiness...
Happiness.
This is such a good sentence.
I feel so
However,
happy.
As everything has an end, the... I can't know. This happiness shouldn't last forever. Because of the war.
Yes.
I was called up as a soldier as reinforcement for the Italian army and the Italian government ordered Walter to support the war with new inventions. We didn't want to, but we knew that if we didn't win the war, it could negatively affect the future of Lisa and Amber, and a worse fate than death could happen to them. So we decided to help. I don't love this part.
because
of the starting war.
Exactly, worse fate than death would await them because they would be lose their... smiling juice, and they would remember all
they
the horrors.
They smile, maybe.
Yes, they go completely insane.
Also, like, stylistically, negatively affect and a fate worse than death don't very fit together much.
Maybe because a fate worse than death is maybe not only negative, but, like...
It's like, really,
it's
really negative, happen. And negatively affect is like, meh.
It's you like, know, a fate worse than death. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
you can live
it's
with it.
Sort
You're
of
not dying.
Sort of a negative effect somehow.
Yeah,
yeah,
because negative effect could be like the grades drop, like to a C. You know.
Okay. Okay. So.
Okay.
But what we know is that Floopy is now like he was reinforcement for the Italian army. So we know that the Italian army and this country. We don't know what our country is.
Yes.
They are fighting together against, like, another, I don't know, against the world. I don't know. We don't establish this and we don't know this yet. And but we know that he was called as a soldier. And mm-hmm. Walter was called as an, like, scientist who was helping in for the, with his inventions. This sometimes mm-hmm. happens in the war, that you get called and you need to do something for the state.
Yes.
For the country.
Sometimes even paid.
Yes. My reading. Okay.
No, it's your time.
Last day home. Farewell. Flippy stood at the door in his army clothes. Walter looked at him, determined, while a cute little Lisa stood behind him and glanced with big eyes to Flippy.
Here, take this. It is a new prototype of a smiling juice. It will help you when you are in a total pity and you don't know what to do. It will give you courage and power.
Yeah, a new type of smiling juice.
Oh no.
Maybe something that we already know, by the way, because Flippy is behaving very similar to Jim at the beginning of the story. I just wanted to emphasize. So, Walter gave Flippy a small bottle with a liquid that looked similar like cola. Flippy took the bottle gratefully and put it into his big army bag.
Thank you, Walter.
Flippy stopped for a moment, thinking what to say.
It feels very hard to say this, but I need to tell him.
Flippy is thinking. With a lump in his throat, Flippy added,
Walter, if the case comes, and I'm not coming back, I really, really hope that your inventions can end the war. That would make me the happiest man on earth.
Flippy tried smiling, but failed miserably. He looked down.
I hate war. I don't want to go. I am scared. Help me, Walter.
What Flippy is thinking. Yeah. This is very casually like, oh, help me, Walter. I'm scared. With an Italian accent, no.
Mindy, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. Okay. But, so, Flippy got the, like, different smiling juice that will give him power and courage, and Flippy is also saying, like, when I don't come back and everything, Walter, please end the war.
Yes,
with
I
your
understood.
Inventions.
Yes.
So this is like kind of...
Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
Yes.
Walter looked at him in shock and held Floopy's shoulders. He shivered.
Don't say that. You will come back. And then we will talk to your relatives about ourselves and become a real family.
Flippy looked at him with tears in his eyes, but smiled now a bit better.
That would be too good to be true.
Walter added very seriously.
That will become reality, so make sure you come back. Also, who cares then for Ember's problems and Lisa's abnormal positive behaviors? I can't take care of all this single father stuff by myself.
Oh! Oh no.
What?
No.
What do you think about no?
Ugh.
Because
bad
he's
really father.
A busy bad man, kind of.
He's a busy bad man. He's a cool. He's a very busy bad man. He's the who's the busy bad man? He's the busy bad man. Yes, of course he's the busy bad man. He ain't got no time for busy bad man stuff.
I didn't use it as it's a bad. I'm so sorry. Maybe because Mindy was saying to Walter in one chapter, you are a bad man. And I was like always like, oh, Walter Batman. Batman.
Oh, that's his name now, Walter Batman.
I think I said evil. You
evil
are an
man.
Evil old man. That's what she said. That's what she said.
Wow, so many.
I stick with a busy Batman. So.
Because I'm getting older, tomorrow is my birthday.
So now we need to tell all jokes and
all
bring our childhood
jokes,
before
yeah.
you die too soon tomorrow.
Excuse me?
What? Wow.
And here's for some ad break.
Okay.
Oh, here we are.
Yes, I can't imagine that.
Walter pouted a little and now crossed his arms. Flippy wiped his tears in a swift motion away and approached Walter. He gave Walter a quick surprise kiss with his bear nose. Walter's face turned completely wet, but he tried to stay as serious and calm as possible.
They are married. Surely they have kissed before.
Who knows? Maybe they are.
Oh my god.
But I really like the sentence, like, he gave Walter a quick surprise kiss with his bear nose. Because yeah. We need to...
Yeah, he's still a bear.
He's a bear.
Yes, good.
A green bear.
A green bear, yes.
With the busy old man.
Yeah, busy Batman.
Busy Batman.
Busy Bearman.
Okay. Flippy smiled genuinely and turned to open the front door.
Wait!
Minnie Lisa, who was behind Walter all the time, came forward.
Flippy, I have another present for you.
She held out a small handmade bracelet consisting of three threads of the colors ocean blue and skylight blue combined with a sunny yellow.
Take this with you. This will remind you of us when you feel lonely.
She pressed the bracelet tightly into Flippy's hand and hugged him tightly. Again, tightly, tightly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Too much tightly, sorry. Flippy was touched and tried to hold his upcoming tears back.
What? How can he hold something back that still hasn't come up yet?
Flippy felt touched.
He was, yes.
He knelt down and hugged Lisa very tightly.
Of course.
Tightly. I'm so sorry. He attached her bracelet to
attached.
His... He attached her bracelet
very
to
tightly.
His wrist.
Very tightly.
Very tightly.
Yes.
And now turned one last time to face the door.
Very tightly.
Thanks, Lisa. I won't feel alone with that. I'll come back and then we will continue your baking sessions.
Very tightly.
Starting with waffles together.
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, Lisa baking. Never learned how to make waffles.
Yeah, and she wanted to learn making waffles with Floopy. So maybe during the time when Floopy was in the
war
and never came back, at some point she just started, okay, maybe as a remembering or something. Or I will show Floopy when he comes back that I can bake waffles already to show him like, how grown up I am. So maybe some thoughts like this. With these words, Floopy walked out the door. Lisa and Walter waved after him, but he did not turn around anymore. He did not want them to see his tears streaming down his face.
Very tightly.
Very tightly.
However, at the time, I was not aware that something clicked in Walter's mind. Something that I will later learn on the dear battlefield of the war. It was...
Point, point, point.
Boom, squeak.
Oh, it's me.
Sorry.
Ouch! Hey, you jerk! Get out of the fucking way! Oh man, now the tank is empty too! Ah, I'm having enough of this! That cannot be true! No, no, don't touch anything! It is not my fault!
What should I do if you keep bumping into people and now the tank is empty? Although we have already passed several gas stations. I thought tank it like in war tank, the huge panzer.
No,
that's tank.
The tank.
The tank is empty.
You thought that he was remembering the war.
Yeah, the Panzer is leer.
Oh, maybe. It's like a good...
Oh, it's such a good...
Transition, kind of,
transition,
right?
Yeah.
Because you hear like the boom, squeak and something.
Yeah, boom, squeak.
The boom, squeak.
Boom, squeak, ow.
Yes. Ah, by the way, it's now your POV reading, so...
Smiling juice.
Smiling juice. There were fucking men eating giant tomatoes that drank gasoline.
What? What?
This is all what our story's about.
Oh, it's a swear word. It's not the actual description, so I'm delighted.
No!
What? That would be...
It was only a swear word.
Ah,
swear
great.
Word.
Thank you. I'm aware.
The birds are already flying away.
They disapprove.
Lucy added... Oh, that's interesting. They haven't done that before. Now... We both need to say this together.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Shut your mouth over there.
Claire and Kay.
You can continue.
Said together to Lucy. He seemed to be very happy in the back seat, eating popcorn, drinking a Coke that was in the car, and apparently playing a video game on her phone.
We won't get any further like this.
Claire sighed and clasped her head on the steering wheel. Kay sat back and thought, they were all very... Oh no, Ah, I see. Kay sat back and thought. They were all very exhausted from the long night and have not yet been able to close their eyes. That irritates the nerves. Nobody seemed to care that an injured Flippy was lying next to their car. Flippy straightened up. His left side hurt, and he was bleeding a little from his leg, and blood trickled down his head past his eye. He was fine, given his circumstances, and the adrenaline numbed the pain. He turned to the car and knocked on the car window while holding his left side with his hand.
There's one thing I want to add. You asked if you wrote down blood, and here's your answer.
Very tightly.
Yes.
Yes. Very tightly. He held his side very tightly while blood was running down his face. Yeah, it's your butt. Oh. So what happened?
My wish happened.
Your
they
wish
hit
happened.
Floppy with the car.
Yeah.
That was my wish.
Her wish was that Claire, Kay, and Lucy
Floppy
just...
shall hit him.
How's it called? Collecting people.
Collect yeah. people with a
yes.
car.
Yes,
corpses. They're called corpses. Not people anymore.
No.
Corpses.
It's me. Hello?
Ah, it's Zombie Bear!
Claire yelled and Kay covered her eyes out of reflex. Flippy didn't know exactly how to deal with the situation and still asked very politely the people who almost killed him.
Would you be so nice to take me with you now that you already hit me?
Claire,
it's a little passive-aggressive.
A bit.
Claire and Kay looked at each other.
Well, we would like to do that, Mr. Zombie Bear, but unfortunately our tank is empty.
Claire
our
said.
Our tank is empty.
Sad we're out of fuel, you could say.
Yes.
Yes.
Flippy seemed offended.
Oh, okay.
And looked at his feet, not knowing what to do. Kay looked outside the car on the ground, seeing a pile of dead tomatoes lying there. Suddenly, something seemed to occur to Kay.
I got an idea.
She turned to Lucy, who was playing a game upside down in the backseat.
Hey, Lucy, these are actually normal tomatoes, aren't they?
Lucy looked bored at Kay.
Yep, just a little mutated, nothing more.
That is the solution.
Kay got out of the car and opened the hood and the cap of the tank.
Do you know that although our country is apparently very resource unfriendly, our gasoline is mostly powered by fruits and vegetables?
I think this is something that we talked about, right?
Yes.
What's that called? Juice?
Juice?
It's smiling juice?
It's fueled by smoothies.
Smoothie. Oh, yeah. Oh, you saw those are a deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Flippy was confused. Where this conversation seemed to be going, but Claire understood Kay's point in an instant and also went to the hood.
Oh, of course!
Let us try it.
Kay picked up a dead tomato plant from the ground and pressed it into the tank. The plant was absorbed into the tank and made a whoosh sound.
Very good! I'll check the fuel gauge,
said Claire and started the car. The fuel gauge seemed to have improved significantly and the car began to move, but stopped again.
It works, but we need more tomatoes. Let's go and get as much as we can.
Flippy had previously fought with the tomatoes, which is why there were a lot of dead tomatoes lying around. Claire and Kay collected these and filled the tank. Claire held a dead tomato plant in front of her face.
You know, I hate eating tomatoes, but sometimes they are not completely disgusting. These small walking tomato plants almost look cute. Do you think it is possible to adopt them?
Oh. Why is it going in that direction? I don't understand.
It was going very, like, normal direction, and then yeah. It was like, should we adopt
tomato plants? Take this present, it almost looks like a dead tomato plant.
Yeah,
don't
like
you agree?
It's giving us, like, dead plants.
From a graveyard.
Oh, there is a plane.
We have
and
to feel the story.
And the
it's just like the war. Oh, I'm sorry, V-War. V-1 and only.
Okay.
Huh? I don't understand. How can you say something interested? Like, what would you like
yeah,
to say
because
that?
She was like...
Kay said curiously.
Yeah, curiously.
Yeah, Kay said...
interested
said
in the topic.
Curious while filling the tank with a tomato. Claire held to her.
Good question. I also wondered if they would change the status of tomatoes then to animals instead of fruits. I will follow this political discussion when it comes up and I will tell you.
Yes.
Claire laughed.
Let's watch it together then.
Claire laughed.
I laughed.
And checked the fuel gauge again. It was full.
Yes. Now we can go on. Mr. Zombie Bear, if you are still interested, we can take you along on our road trip. Where do you want to go? We actually wanted to go to the hospital.
Claire said and looked at Lucy sitting now in the foot room of a club playing a game. He seemed completely fine again and didn't seem to have any injuries. What is happening here?
Like, Lucy is just sitting in the backside and I'm always trying to, like, change her
position.
She's like playing a video game in the backseat.
Flippy squeezed his side a little harder and said with a serious look,
"Can you take me to the cookies estate?"
Claire.
"Oh, we actually wanted to go there too. That is Lisa's house, right? During the whole tomato situation, we completely forgot that we should meet Mindy there. Hopefully she won't cancel our friendship contract."
So, already did.
Already did. So I was thinking of a name for, like, Lisa. How's it called? Second name though. What is it?
Surname.
Name? Surname. So I thought Lisa Cookie.
Lisa Cookie.
Lisa Cookie. But we can also change this if you want to. Walter Cookie sounds a little bit weird.
Walter Cookie.
Walter Cookie. Walter Cookie. Maybe it's cute. Okay.
Kay shivered at the thought.
Yeah, last time it was sheer horror to renew the contract. She actually got it signed by the public authorities, and luckily we only had to pay a fine to Mindy. Why do they still want to be friends with her?
Mindy needs her rent money. She has several... Like, you wrote Mindy like this.
Yeah, true.
That she is, like, stealing stuff and smuggling fish and...
Smuggling fish.
No, she also used the situation of the friendship contract signed by the political authorities.
To make money out of it. Yes, of course. Because she's got some influence friends.
Yes, who knows.
So. Yeah. So Claire looked a bit scared.
Don't remind me.
And turned to Floopy.
All right. Get on, Mr. Zombie Bear. It will be an honor for us.
Floppy was relieved and sat down next to Lucy, who reluctantly had to make room in the back seat and curled up to continue playing her game against the left window.
Let's go!
Claire said enthusiastically, and they drove towards Lisa's house, while red tomato juice came out of the exhaust of her car. The wind seemed to become stronger and stronger, and the sky became red. Where the morning after the long prom night begins.
Yeah, we only have one day after the prom night. Our story plays everything in one night. And they are all very tired, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think until this point? It's not over yet, so there will be one more POV, but...
Only one more POV?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I know where I'm going with this.
Oh, you already have some ideas.
I'm thrilled.
So now all of them are on the way to Walter's house.
Yeah.
Is it a good idea? What do you think? Oh, you wrote the chapter.
I wrote this chapter, but I don't know if this is a good idea.
You're prohibited to answer now.
Yes.
Good.
But I have a wish for next chapter.
But you're right.
Okay, so the next POV, it will be my reading. Mm-hmm. And Mac, you will be reading Zen.
What an honor.
Because Sam had another wish and I want you to read it.
What?
Okay. You had another wish.
I don't remember.
Maybe you will remember.
Okay.
And you're reading Paula. Because it will be now POV of Paula and Zen. Zen and Paula were traveling north, as Paula suggested. Zen tried to take paths where there were no tomato plants, but Paula just went through and he had to save her several times. He was no longer quite sure why he did this. Paula was quickly distracted and kept stopping at burger shops or toy shops and admired the items all the time. They moved very slowly forward, and it started to annoy Zen very badly. So we have a very badly annoyed Zen.
Oh. I curse you, Jim DNA.
Yes.
Why?
Why is he cursing Jim DNA? This will be like
Jim
another...
Jim DNA, is it a name, or is it his
maybe,
DNA?
Maybe his DNA, maybe a name. I will not give it hints, you know.
Or some sort of... parts or fragments of Jim's DNA inside?
We did agree on a surname, and I used it in the last chapter, and it was Gymnasium. Mr. Gymnasium and the little annoying girl.
Yes, yeah. Therefore it's not a surname.
Yeah.
It's Gymnasium, of course, it's Gymnasium.
It's Gymnasium. Yes. So, but yeah, you can think about it a little bit, but yeah. Now Paula stood in front of a pet shop and looked at a hamster.
Hamster.
At a hamster, shoveling some food into his small cheeks through a window. Paula gave the hamster a piercing look. Suddenly, a large human-sized tomato plant appeared behind Paula and wanted to swallow her. But fortunately, Zen pulverized it with his remote control device that he now took from his hip. He stood next to Paula and looked rather bored at her.
Paula, is there a possibility that you can simply lead us to the secret electricity network that you talked about?
Zen tried to stay calm, but slowly his patience was running out. Paula ignored him and pressed her face against the glass pane, and looked at the hamster, who was now also staring back at her. Suddenly, she screamed happily.
You look delicious!
And tried to open the entrance to the pet shop.
I wanna go home, Mindy.
No, we will continue this. This okay. is the last straw. Paula said that she led him to the secret electricity network, and if this were switched off, the tomato problem would solve itself.
Jim did it again. He apparently had a plan that went totally wrong. The mission was to destroy these people so that our people could take over this planet. We are the soldiers and have our mission. However, when our people arrive, they will be killed by a huge tomato army. And if these get bigger and bigger, they will probably kill us all as well. I have to prevent that. And Paula doesn't understand the seriousness of the situation. She's constantly distracted, always grinning stupidly, sometimes walks randomly in circles, and always wants to hug the tomato plants, even though they always want to eat them. Did she even understand that she has been a human and not a robot for 7 years? The worst part is that she ignores me, Zen, and now wants to eat a hamster. That's enough. I was nice enough to her.
Do you start to remember your wish?
I don't.
You don't? Okay. Zen grinds his teeth and presses a certain key combination on his remote control. A violet beam arises, which looks like a flashlight. He points the beam at Paula, who actually managed to find an open window and is now about to eat the cute hamster.
Oh no.
The window breaks and the beam... what?
The beam? What? The beam. Like the hamster beam.
The beam. 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 The window breaks and the beam paralyzed Paula, who could no longer move. The hamster falls down from her hand and flees back into his house. Zen walks slowly through the broken window, learning his lesson from the last time, and approaches Paula. Paula looks a bit surprised at him, but still has a happy smile on her face.
Ah, so this is exciting for you, eh?
Zen's eyes twitched and gloomed dangerously wet.
Okay, we've played enough. Either you show me now where this secret electricity network is that you're talking about, or...
He thought for a moment what would be the worst fate for Paula. He smiled evilly and said...
You will never eat a single taco again in your life.
Paula's smile disappeared in a second and tears formed in her eyes.
No! Not my tacos!
Her voice was also like a little bit...
Weird.
Weird.
Yes.
No.
No.
On muffled,
low,
no? No,
muffled
not
on low volume
tacos.
Because she was like, how's it called? Paralyzed.
Yeah.
Not my tacos! Zen came very close to her face and looked threatening.
Well, then you show me the way to the secret electricity network now. And there will be no more distractions.
With his alien technology remote control, he could also move Paula while she was paralyzed in the violet beam and positioned her in front of him. Paula seemed to be enjoying to fly and almost forgot her task again.
Which way is it?
Asked Zen her a last time before thinking feeding her to some tomato plants. Paula thought about her tacos and was able to move only her arms.
This way.
And shout in the direction of the remote... and shout in the direction of a remoted village. They finally seem to be on the right track.
That's how it seems to be, but... The story continues.
Do you really not remember, Yuri?
Zen being mean, wasn't it?
Yeah, Zen being more sadistic. And I was thinking, okay, how can I make him more sadistic? Just annoying a lot.
You made it, like, sadistic, but in a cute way. Like,
Did you want to put Paula on a diet?
No.
No? No.
Maybe he cares about her eating behaviors. But I wanted to make him a little bit more mean and sadistic. And I think a good way is just to get him annoyed.
Yeah.
And I think your voice is, like, really good for this.
Yes.
Oofy.
We just passed an hour.
Yeah, we just passed an hour. So, what are your thoughts on this chapter? Actually, not so much happened, I think, but...
Oh.
I love the part with Walter and Floopy.
Yeah.
And I like that you included my wish. Of course I did.
Wishes.
My wishes.
Two wishes.
And I think you did it very well. There were some little thingies, but that was Google Translate. And we're still learning, but you're getting better. And I liked it. I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm really glad about it because when Google Translator translated it, I was like reading over it again just to, make it a little bit better, and some phrases that I had in German
will be still quirky.
So, for example, the whole romantic part between Walter and Floopy, I totally rewrote in English because I was like, okay, I need to make it a little bit more romantically.
Yeah,
and what I wrote in German was not romantically, kind of. Like, his hair disheveled was not completely, like...
Sein Haar verstrubbelt. That's what it sounds like in German.
it sounds not so nice. but I'm really glad. I had a lot of fun writing this chapter, actually.
And I had a lot of fun reading it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad there's some more backstory for
Flippy's
character distortion. And also the last part with Sadistic Zen really pleased me.
I know that this will please you.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to the next chapter. Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
So what we have under now, like, we have a little bit more backstory. We know maybe where, like, the evil juice comes from.
Perhaps we see, like, some more, some Italian friends.
Yeah.
Maybe we will see. Like, we know that Italian, that our, like, Italian country in the story has a connection to our country, and maybe they are friends.
Yeah.
And help to fight the other country, who knows? We don't know actually if we won the war, by the way.
Yes.
It's also a thing. Maybe we didn't won.
Or we didn't win.
We didn't win. Or the other country, I don't know. Or they are still in the war. Do we know that the war ends? I don't know it anymore.
Ah.
I think it has ended.
Ah, yeah, it ended with the octopus. Mr. Blobby was responsible for ending the war, but we don't know yet how.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your wishes?
My wish. I want the microwave secret to be exposed.
Okay.
So because we talked about the microwave all the time, and you said that Walter said that something terrible will happen when the microwave is stolen or something.
Yeah.
So there seems to be something going on with the microwave, and you seem to have something in mind. So
yes.
I want to see
where this
some
is
Mindy
going.
And Jim action, because I will not write Mindy and Jim for you mostly. Because I like
Mindy,
when you write about it.
Mindy and Jill, like some dubious Jim sex change, like
what?
Some
no,
sort.
No,
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 no.
Wait,
no,
wait,
no,
one
no,
second.
No, 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 no.
Some sort of a, I don't know, of a plot, you know. Perhaps a distraction.
I can. You like the idea of Mindy showing Jim how to be a human and showing him how to do makeup when they were young and stuff.
Yeah.
I can do that. I can do that. Yes, I can do it.
You can get his wish.
And,
like,
and
call Jim Jill then.
Yes.
Ah, that would be nice.
Ah, so, like, Jim is learning from Mindy how to
be human,
but a girl human.
Yes.
That's my wish then. Now it's settled.
It's settled.
Okay, and I want to have the microwave secret.
And here are social media platforms.
First, I want to mention our YouTube channel, because I'm very proud of it.
Yes.
Yes, I animated some stuff.
Handcrafted animations.
Yes.
That's true.
With my own two hands.
What? Two hands? You need your two hands?
Yeah. Very fatty fingers.
What?
And I think it's done very nicely, and we're also going to have some guest stars. My
Yeah, Tia is becoming a guest star and everything.
Shout out.
Yes. Shout out to Tia. Bye. Wait.
Hello.
Hello.
Tia.
Not bye-bye to you. Hello. Yeah.
You also can pay us for your name to be exposed on the show.
What?
Here's our donation.
Account.
I don't know.
Donation platform.
Different platforms you can. Give us your money. Give us your money.
We are also on Instagram and Tumblr, where you can find us under Fiction After Lunch. Mm-hmm. And
we are on Twitter.
We are Fiction and Lunch over there.
Because we didn't have enough letters.
Yes.
Lettuce. We didn't have enough vegetables for this.
Was there anything else?
No vegetables were harmed in the making of this
episode. We also have an email, which is fictionafterlunch@gmail.com. And do we have anything else? Meg, your personal email address, if people who are fans of you, which I already know, want to get in contact with you and have a date.
Of course. My email address is secret society of not at no
FBI.
Way at fbi.org. co.uk.
Perfect. I like your email address. I will write you an email then. Can we date?
No.
Thanks for listening.
He's waiting for other emails to come in.
No, don't do this.
Might come in handy. Who knows?
I shared with you my plush toys.
Oh yes, of course. I got my half.
Spanish has gone away.
Straight people, I don't understand.
Straight people. Okay, so what should be our last sentence?
We are at a graveyard, yay.
Imagine walking past and hearing teenagers yelling.
We are not teenagers.
Anymore.
People yelling, we are at a graveyard, yay.
We are at a graveyard,
don't
yay.
Don't drink smiling juice that will kill you instantly.
No.
No, it's good.
It's good, but yeah. I like the graveyard thing, actually.
Don't drink smiling juice on a graveyard. That might kill you.
Okay. So, 3, 2, 1.
Don't drink smiling juice on a graveyard. Yay!